shall we welcome Deepa even as she comes and ministers the word to us.
Good morning, everyone. God gave me this word very strongly in my heart, and I told Anil, you have to put me on the route. I want to give this word and give it really fast, because this is something God really impressed on my heart, and I really want to share with my family what God is saying to all of us. Okay. As you all know, I've spoken about it many times, that we went for a holiday. So we went, took the flight many times, one flight from here to Dubai, then from Dubai to Scotland, within Scotland one flight, within England one flight, then return back and all that. So anyway, that's why my message today starts with the example of an aeroplane. Okay. We have all seen the plane, how it remains. It remains in the parking bay when we get into the plane, right? You know, I still remember the first time when I got into a plane, I was quite, it was much late in my life. I was already working in a company, and they sent me for a meeting to Hyderabad. And that's the first time I'm getting into an airport. And, I got into the airport, and they put me into the, after boarding, they put me there. So I could see the plane right there. Then I got a chance to get into the plane. And then the plane was there. And, I just was thinking, how is this thing going to fly? Because there are so many people sitting inside, it is so huge. And it is just, of course I've seen lots of planes flying in the air, but I never was inside one plane. So I was just thinking, how is this going to fly? It is not moving, nothing, and outside also I can't see any sight of, planes taking off. And so I was just, and then the plane started moving. And it was going so slowly. I was thinking, my goodness, when is this going to fly? And it slowly went on and on. I thought it will take off, and it was no sign of. And then again it stopped. And then, again I thought that now, what's going to happen? I still could see the ground, still had that doubt. What's going to happen now? And I was a very, educated girl, mature by then. He knew all the laws of aerodynamics and everything, as he was a physics student. But still to, really see that happen. So I was just sitting inside, and then the plane really made a noise, sound, which was coming from the belly of the plane. I could feel it coming from right inside from some place. And then it just took the momentum, And it was like just going on the runway, and off it went up into the air. I could just see, and I was thankful to God for giving me the window seat. I could see it down, the plane is leaving the ground. It's taking off. And why I become so emotional thinking about that is, breakthrough in life is something like that. That's the way it happens. It's not a one-day affair. You don't take off just like that. First you are in the parking bay. And then you move slowly, you reach the runway. And then you gain the momentum. And then there is the right speed, and you take off. And today my message is the runway to your breakthrough. And God has given this message into my heart for all of us. Many of us have experienced a lot of breakthroughs in our life. And maybe today standing face to face with some situations, that need breakthrough. In our own life, in my life, and as a young girl who was not married, and in my life as a married woman, I have gone through many situations where I needed breakthrough, and I was able to see the takeoff in those situations. And as by virtue of being pastors, we have also seen, we've really been privileged to see the, plane moving from the parking bay into the runway and taking off in the lives of many other people who have come and gone, and God has taken them to higher places. And some of us are here right now. It's a process. Sometimes in life, we go through a season when we are just, things are just happening. We just, we reach a place and we think as if somebody had already done all the homework, and we just get it. आराम से सब कुछ होता है, ऐसा होता है ना लाइफ में, सम एरियाज ऑफ आवर लाइफ थिंग्स जस्ट हैपन, बट देयर आर सम सिचुएशंस इन आवर लाइफ वेयर वी फील दैट यू नो देयर इज हर्डल, वन हर्डल आफ्टर द अदर, एज इफ एवरी टाइम वी आर इन गेटिंग इनटू अ ब्लॉक एंड थिंग्स जस्ट डोंट सीम टू बी मूविंग. You know, it could be an area with your career, it could be an area with your finances, it could be an area related to your family, area related to your health, to your, you know, marriage. You know, it can be any area, you know, certain areas of our life, you see, there is a mountain ahead of us. And how does the child of God break through, so to say? How does the child of God take off? And you know, get over that mountain which you seem to be hitting every time. And today I'm inspired by the Holy Spirit to share with you some keys of how to get your breakthrough. You know, I'm going to share some life experiences and I'm going to share some things which God really showed me from the Word of God. And put together in the little time that we have, I'm sure God is going to speak to each one of us. Because he is deeply interested that his children should take off in situations where they are stuck and move to a newer level, isn't it? Do we believe that?
Yes.
So are you excited?
Yes.
Okay, so let's pray. Let's ask God, invite God. Father God, really thank you, Abba Father. Thank you, Lord, for you love us so dearly. You love us so deeply, Lord God. Thank you, Father, for you care for us, Lord. You are so sensitive towards us, Lord God. And you really feel how we feel, Lord God. And you know, Lord, what we need, Father. And Lord, right now, even as we have come to your house, Abba, Father, none of us have come to, Lord, meditate and, Lord God, understand things the way we can best understand. But we have come to you, Abba, Father, to know how you see situations, Lord, and what you say about those situations, Father. And we just invite you, Abba, Father, in our presence right now, Lord. God of our breakthrough, Lord. The God who teaches us and Lord who leads us, Lord, we invite you, Abba, Father. Lord, we pray that you will open our eyes today so that, you know, we will not go back the way we came, Lord. We'll go back with the new revelation, Lord God, of what you want to teach us, Lord. In Jesus' name we ask and pray. Amen. Amen. I want someone to read the passage from 1 Kings chapter 18, verses 41 to 45. 1 Kings chapter 18 verses 41 to 45.
And Elijah said to Ahab, go eat and drink, for this is the sound of a heavy rain. So Ahab went off to eat and drink, and Elijah climbed to the top of his camel, bent down to the ground, and put his face between his knees. Go and look over the sea. And he climbed up and down. There is nothing there. Seven times the rain will go back. The seventh time the cloud will go back. The cloud as small as a man's hand rising from the sea.
Amen. Even before we start, you know, reading this passage, going through this passage and understanding it in, you know, little more detail, I want to give you the first key of beginning the journey of breakthrough. Okay, the journey of breakthrough is a journey with God. If you want to take this journey to your breakthrough, just see whether God is on your side before you get started. Okay? Because just like the plane needs to reach the runway before it starts gaining momentum, you need to get the, you know, fellowship of God or the partnership or the companionship of God before anything else. First step in getting your breakthrough is turning back to God. You know, I wouldn't say that some of the breakthroughs that which we are not receiving is because we are not moving with God. It's not like that. But yes, sometimes there can be situation, there can be one situation, there is a person who doesn't know God at all. So the breakthrough will not begin unless he has an encounter with God. That's a divine moment where he says that yes, you know, it's a very personal divine moment. when in deep inside of that person or inside of you, you say, Lord, I need you in this situation. You know, before you say that I need the breakthrough, you just invite God into that situation, and that's the beginning of any breakthrough. You know, we had a person called, a young boy, let me not name him. In our first cell group that me and Anil started taking, as we were very, maybe 15 years back. This was around 14 years back. That was the first cell group that we started meeting. And in that, there was a young boy coming from a non-Christian background. And used to come to the cell group because his girlfriend was in the cell group. So he used to come and go just because that was a chance for him to meet her. And a nice boy, very nice, young boy. So he used to come and, we never knew much about him. And I never got much chance to even spend time with him because he would just come in the cell group and go. One day when Anil was asking everyone in the cell group for prayer requests, this boy just, that was something was happening in his heart at that time. And that divine moment when he thought that he could begin a journey to his breakthrough by inviting God in that situation. A complete unbeliever coming from a non-Christian background. But that moment was the divine moment of his life. He opened his mouth and he said that, brother, I want you to pray for me, for this situation of my life. And it came to our notice that he was a trained pilot with a license of, the pilot. He could really take, the job of a pilot right away, for which he had spent a lot of money, gone abroad and, done that. But he was working in a call center. Why? Because for a long time he tried to get a job as a pilot, but he was not getting, and the need for finances was pressing so much that he was working in a call center. Imagine the situation of this boy, with dreams in his eyes. He completed the pilot training. He could be flying one of the, latest aircraft, but he is, in a call center. Not the place where he dreamed to be, but that's where he was. And that's the day he told Anil, he just opened up his situation to everybody. And everybody in the cell group immediately, got excited about, what God can do for him. And we all together prayed for him. It was a very, very small, cell group meeting, but something happened. And that's the day his journey to the breakthrough began. Yeah, he didn't take off that day, but today he is a captain, in the Indian Air Force, in the Indian Airlines. So, but the one which goes internationally, which is, what is it called? Air India, where Uchila is. He is a, senior, he's a captain. Like he's, earlier he started off as an assistant in Air India, and now he flies the plane and he has a co-pilot. So just this was just a month and a half back that we got a call from him saying that he's been promoted, now he takes the aircraft on his own. And he's invited us to, take the flight to New York next time with advance information to him so that he flies us by the Air India flight directly to New York. So that's what God can do if you begin a journey by inviting him into your situation. So that's the beginning. Sometimes that guy was a pure, non-Christian background, but we as Christians also, we go into the, into life and, all these challenges and, things keep coming and going and, we say, pray for me, brother, pray for me, sister, pray for me, pray for the situation, pray for, but, sometimes, that divine moment where we sat down with God and we said, Lord, come into the situation. I need you in this situation. I want to begin a journey of breakthrough in this situation. It's enough. I'm not going to just accept it as, my portion in life. I want this to change. That's the key. That's the first point. Sometimes there could be some sin that God wants us to confess. When we sit down and invite God, that it could just come out. There could be some person that you need to forgive. Or there is a promise that God wants you to believe for that situation. Or there is a change in your behavior that God wants to see. Unless you sit down, no matter how much any person, any man or woman of God will pray for you, it cannot be substituted by your personal time with Him. You have to sit down and ask God, say, Lord, come. चलो बैठते हैं थोड़ा बात करते हैं मुझे जरा लाइक आई वॉन्ट टू हियर फ्रॉम यू मुझे जरा सुनना है आप क्या कह रहे हैं इस सिचुएशन के बारे में एंड दैट्स व्हेन द बिगिनिंग ऑफ द जर्नी वी सी द वी जस्ट रेड अ स्मॉल यू नो पोर्शन दैट पोर्शन आई जस्ट एक्सप्लेन टू यू दैट्स अबाउट एलाइजा एलाइजा वॉज यू नो दिस इज यू नो सेक्शन वेयर एलाइजा इज प्रेइंग फॉर रेन And you know the rain is coming. And just to give you a background of this, there is a drought for you know famine for 3 years. It has not rained, and you know the king is really you know worried about the place and that it's not raining. And you know then this they were hunting for this guy called Elijah, thinking that he could be of help, but they couldn't find him. And suddenly this guy appears. Elijah, God tells, go Elijah, go and tell that king that it's going to rain. Okay, and that's the background. But there is a lot of, you know, worship of foreign gods in that land. And first Elijah deals with that and he kills all the prophets who worship the foreign god. And immediately after that is this portion that we read right now. He's coming to the main point where for which he has come. And that is for the rain in that situation. I want you to imagine, just parallelly while I'm talking to you about this, the situation of your life. When you need a breakthrough. And I believe very strongly God is going to reveal some keys for that situation even while we read this portion about Elijah. See, Elijah, first of all, we read the first verse that says, Elijah said to Ahab, go get something to eat and drink. I'm reading the verse number 41. Go get something to eat and drink, for I hear a mighty rainstorm coming. Okay, Elijah is saying, go, telling the king, go eat something. Because I can hear the sound of a mighty rain. Okay? That is the second point I want to tell you as a key to your breakthrough. You have to hear the sound of your breakthrough. Some people, you know, they want to see the breakthrough. They don't want to, you know, hear the sound, they want to really see it.